Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our first guest in, do we not?
We do. We have this lovely young man called Dave Holly.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Can I get slightly closer to that microphone, sorry, please? That's fine. Now, you are the chef at the...
At the Kiance, yes, Kiance, indeed, yes. I am. Yeah, I've got two people that work with me there, but yes.
Okay, so... And now, if I'm right, you're a vegan, are you?
I'm. This is always a difficult thing. The labels and things. I'm. I wouldn't class myself as a vegan in the strictest sense.
Okay, that's fine.
I like to sort of class myself as a reductionist. It's very difficult when you have a menu where you've got to do meat and related things and a lot of dairy stuff to purely be a vegan, because I need to check sources are okay and things like that.
Makes
so it becomes
sense.
Very difficult. Away from work, yes, 99% of what I eat is purely vegan.
Okay.
But at work, obviously. So I like to call myself a reductionist rather than a vegan as such.
A reductionist? You're reducing your meat intake?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, somebody said to me a while ago that, you know, seven regular meat eaters having one vegan meal a week for a year is better than one vegan in that same year, you know.
Fair
so in my opinion, I think, you know, to go out there and go, you should be a vegan, you should stop eating meat, it's never gonna, it's a bit unrealistic, and you're not going to convince everybody. But okay, to say to people, once in a while, don't have meat.
Yeah, that's fine. We've got a particular aspect to talk about in terms of vegan food, because Maggie has an egg allergy.
I do.
And you managed to produce cakes, which is one of Maggie's big things, that don't have egg in them because
absolutely,
they're vegan
yes,
cakes.
Yes.
This is a result, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, there is. It's not an uncommon. In fact, we've got one of the front house staff, Katie, at work. She's also got an egg allergy, quite a severe one. Yeah, you can do. I mean, egg is there mainly as a binding ingredient to bind all the other ingredients together. So there are other things you can use, and in particular, one of my favourites, and I'll pull out the carrot cake recipe again soon because it's absolutely lovely with this, is linseed or flaxseed, as people know.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so what you do is you just have some of that, put it in a little cup with some boiling water, and it goes very gloopy. Now, you can either have it powdered or you can have it just as a seed, and you get this really gloopy sort of texture to it.
Could have gloopy stuff.
Yes, if you add that instead of the egg, that does the same
it's
job
the same
of binding everything together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, quick question. Can you make your pancakes with it?
You can indeed. Mm. In fact, for the vegan tasting menu we did only a little while ago, we did buckwheat pancakes as one of the desserts.
Ah.
And we used coconut milk and things in there as well. So.
Oh, that's excellent.
I made pancakes the other day.
Yeah, you used
flour and beer.
Yeah.
Flour and beer, lovely.
Yes, nice. They work really well.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can also actually, you know, even slightly more convenient than that now, there are egg replacement products you can
yes,
get.
Yes,
I've seen, I think, a couple of the supermarkets now are stocking
easy
egg replacement.
Easy way of stocking
it. Yeah, yes, exactly. And that's quite a simple way of doing it. But, yeah, I mean, the other one that crops up all the time is mayonnaise, which we make a lot of vegan mayonnaise at the Kiance, purely because it was actually a bit of a byproduct. We have a lot of chickpeas, so we do our own hummus, and we've got you know, in salads and things, and all this lovely chickpea water that's sat there is sort of going to waste. It's actually a brilliant replacement, in particular for egg whites.
Oh, there
so
you go.
You just whip that up with a bit of white wine vinegar, some mustard, salt and sugar, and then you whip that up and then add in your oil, and you've got vegan mayonnaise.
Wow.
It's
that's
simple.
Worth knowing, because so many sandwiches these days have come with mayonnaise rather than butter.
Absolutely.
For good reason. It's relatively inexpensive.
I have to search through them all.
And the other thing is, what we're very much trying to do at the Key, or what I'm trying to do at the Key, is reduce those products that don't need to have in particular dairy and eggs in them, and get rid of them. So now all of our bread products are now vegan, so including the brioche buns that we do the burgers in, you know, they're
I'm not
vegan.
Allowed brioche buns.
Well, you are now, because the ones we do are completely vegan.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's
good.
And you know, we're doing as much. A lot of our sauces, like the burger sauce and things, we use the vegan mayo instead, because again, more people can have it. So it's trying to be a bit more inclusive and looking at the products that don't need to have it.
I think the idea of being inclusive is one that I've noticed at Kiance, because you've got quite a varied menu there, haven't you?
We do have, and you know, at the moment I'm sitting down and going through and working on a new one, particularly you know, for across the winter, because obviously seasonal things, produce we can get changes, etc. But we try to have as varied a menu as possible, and I also don't like, you know, when you open up a menu and you go, here's the vegetarian section or the vegan section, and it's almost like if you're not a vegan or vegetarian, you can't have something from that.
Yes.
So I very much like to see that spread out through.
I think you're absolutely right.
Separated.
Absolutely right. head.
And you also get the bit where it says steak and chops and whatever. Then it says in this little tiny corner at the bottom, you've got this is what we've got for a vegetarian.
Yeah, and nine times out of ten, macaroni cheese. Yes. Which, you know, is.
I like macaroni cheese.
I do as well, but, you know.
They're... One of the things I did in a previous job, I used to travel abroad a lot, and I always used to put on the aircraft menu that I was a vegetarian, which I'm not, because it was always the best selection of food.
Yes, yes. I know what you mean.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Vetis Radio FM 104.6 and, of course, online. We've still got Dave Holly in from the Key Arts, the chef at the Key Arts.
I am indeed, yeah.
And now, what sort of stuff do you have on offer over there? We sort of went through the vegan and vegetarian stuff, but you have a broad, varied menu over there.
We do, yeah. Just going on like today's sort of board, I mean, always on the menu we have things like macaroni cheeses, and we do a very nice regular burger, which is Isle of Wight beef that we use for that, and sweet potato fries. We don't do regular fries, we do sweet potato fries. So there's always a varied things. And then we have the specials board every day, which sort of which changes. I mean, today we've got a meat feast pizza, for example, on there at the moment. And the soup at the moment is parsnip, apple and potato soup. So there's always some, you know, very different bits and pieces on there.
And I know you do a marvellous bacon sandwich.
Yes, they do really good bacon sandwiches over there. But it's a nice little cafeteria or restaurant, whatever they call it over there. It's and you're often open before events as well, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's we obviously, with the fantastic sort of range of events that go on there in the theatre and also in the cafe as well, and we try and sort of always have an evening menu, which is different to the daytime menu that's on sort of leading up to the beginning of those sort of events. We had last night, for example, we did, there was a fantastic act on last night, and we did a menu up, you know, before that. And then we have the special events as well. We've got a few coming up, if you don't mind me sort of plugging it.
Please plug away.
So 29th of this month, every month we do World Food and Music Night.
Right.
Which is basically a buffet of about 16 to 18 different dishes from a part of the world. Right. And then music to suit. So 29th of November this month, we've got France we're doing. Snails and puppy dog tails and things going on with that one. So lots of interesting things is going to be on that buffet. Accompanied by some really good accordion players that will be playing on that one.
You couldn't get much more French than
you
that.
You can't get much more French than that. And then, of course, we're into December, where we've got things like we're doing a very vegan Christmas, which is on the 16th of December. So that's going to be you know, all your normal Christmas stuff with all the trimmings, etc., but it will be vegan. It'd be interesting to see how many people might be a little fooled by some of the things.
It's something, I eat meat, but I wouldn't mind finding out more about that. Absolutely. Just to see what it's like.
And there's some very meat sort of tasting things you can have as well. For one of the vegan Sundays we did a mushroom Wellington, and it had four different mushrooms in it, and it had with a rich gravy as well on it. It was quite a sort of, you know,
meaty texture.
That sounds interesting. I think what it is that so many people, particularly in my generation, we put off the idea of even vegetarian food by it being a piece of lettuce and a tomato. And that's not meant to be an insult, because that's got.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many times you see macaroni cheese or mushroom risotto as being the de facto standard vegetarian options. But I was once asked, somebody said to me, what do vegans and vegetarians eat? To which I said, well, vegetables mainly. It's sort of like it's in the name.
It's in the name.
You can't really go wrong. So, I mean, you know, even things like, I mean, a great place to start is looking at the vegetarian curries and things. Because if you're not the greatest fan of vegetables, and there's plenty of people that aren't, you know, a decent curry with plenty of different veg and things in it.
It's the spice that gets us.
Yeah, and then, you know, when my kids were younger as well, we used to do things like, a pasta dish. And all I used to do with the tomato sauce is I used to get courgettes, aubergines, carrots, a lot, cook them, but then blend them up into the tomato sauce. They never knew they were there, and they were eating, you know, and they loved it. So there's plenty of sort of things you can do a little bit.
That's excellent stuff. So now, what times are the restaurant open over there now currently?
Well, standardly, we do food in the morning from 9:30 to 11, so that's breakfast. We've got a varied range of breakfast menus, lots of things like Eggs Benedict and stuff on the menu there. And then we do normal lunch service, which is 12 till 3, where we've got the normal range of fare. And then as and when we've got events, and if you check on the website, it will quite, you know, tell you on there when we're doing the evening menus, and when obviously the special event stuff's going on.
You've got France's next special event, and then we've got the very vegan Christmas.
We've got very vegan Christmas. We've got from the 20, I think it's 24th, and the weekend of the 24th, we've also got a Christmas fair going on over there.
Oh, yes.
With the Open Studios, which should be really good. Mm. We've got a few things lined up for that, so yeah. some nice soups, and maybe even a chowder going on the menu for that weekend. So, nice wintry food.
I will point out that it is also a licensed restaurant, so there's beer and wine available, no problem at all.
Yeah, fantastic. And we've got a great range of international beers there as well, different bottle ones. Yes. Some of the Belgian ones are very tasty.
Yes. So you won't wake up that quickly, are you?
No, exactly.
Those Belgian beers.
It's a fantastic place, and like I say, there's always something going on. There's beautiful art galleries and pictures there as well.
On a nice dry day, it has to be a warm day, you can sit out by the river as well.
Absolutely.
You watch the swans go past them. Yeah.
And of course, coming up to winter, soon we're going to be start doing our mulled wine, which we're making houses. I use a classic old recipe, which is called Smoking Bishop, which is from A Christmas Carol and Dickens Tale, and it's a lovely sort of recipe. So,
okay.
It's definitely worth a glass of that if you come in.
Nice.
In
December.
So, Key Arts, go and ask for Dave. He'll sort you out with something, I'm sure. And
or you'll say go away.
And the food over there is superb. It's a lovely venue.
It is.
And do you know what the special country one is for January or whenever?
I don't think we've got that far yet.
Okay.
The brochure comes out every 3 months, and this one goes up to December.
Okay.
And then we'll be planning for the next.
Keep an eye on the Key Arts website. You'll find out everything you need to know. But go in there. You can just go in there for a cup of coffee and a biscuit if you want. It's fine.
So you
and
open New Year's Eve.
We've got various opening times. I don't slap my wrist. I don't know exactly what the opening times are over Christmas and New Year's. But again, it's all on the website.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a joy.
No problem.
Dragging you out of service.
We will take a bit of Isaac Hayes, the late Isaac Hayes, up to the news at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Back soon.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.